Welcome back. Mike Warren Thomas here. It's the Grapevine at SaverLife.com and some fascinating posts this week from Christopher Bates, Master Sommelier and restaurant owner. He and his wife Isabel own FLX Table, FLX Wienery, and including the one in Rochester at Rock Brewing. But he's opening, they are opening some projects in Corning. And so he's looking for a chef, and in the course of doing that, laid out quite a few details on what's happening in Corning. And they're looking to open fairly soon, although as the pandemic worsens, I don't know how that will affect their timing, but I think kind of fascinating to read about what they're doing. So he says, "We're looking for an executive chef to oversee our new projects in Corning, the Maillard Club, the Quincy Exchange, FLX Provisions." He says, "FLX Provisions is our gourmet pantry and wine shop with takeaway and sit-down options with a focus on wine tastings and a killer BTG program." I'm not sure what BTG is, beverage something. "And our menu focuses on simple tapas and snacks. The Quincy Exchange is a 60-seat modern bistro with a focus on cocktails and a small, concise wine list. The food will focus on delivering simple, bright, fresh dishes. We'll blend cultural elements over a somewhat European menu. Think fresh extruded pastas, tahini roasted cauliflower, whole roasted foie gras, and the best meatloaf you've ever had. The Maillard Club is a wood-fired, modernized steakhouse with a terroir-driven approach to our beef, a geeky aging program for the beef, and a focus on a creative take on classic seafood towers reimagined as banchan. The focus here will be wine. Think 1,200 to 1,500 selections to start." That is an extraordinary number of wines. There have been very few restaurants in Rochester that had wine lists that extensive. I think the Grill of Water Street, Mike Tadich's restaurant, and then the Grill at the Strathallan had something in that range. But that's this is again going to be in Corning. It says wood-fired experience, team leadership and management, time management, creative and open mind about food, solid understanding of financials and computer literacy are a must. Must want to be part of a team and understand the importance of all aspects of the guest's experience, interest in wine, beer, and spirits, preferable. Qualities we are looking for: a leader who looks to inspire, who teaches and mentors, a cook who's creative, thinks outside the box while staying within parameters, someone who is open to new ideas, techniques, and thoughts, strives every day to bring the best version of themselves to their team, not to be the best person on the team, seeks knowledge, understands food, is only a portion of the guest's experience, wants to be part of something bigger, understands how we treat each other is as important as how we treat guests, understands the most important meal our team cooks each day is family meal. By the way, family meal is, if you've watched The Chef's Table, maybe you've seen this, but it's when the whole team in the restaurant sits down and eats together. And again, that's a priority for Christopher and Isabel. Salary, PTO, insurance, bonus program, and educational stipend are just some of the benefits offered. Email Maddie at flxhospitality.com to apply. P.S. No need to apply if you are a yeller, a screamer, intimidator, or D-bag. So, this is, you don't need a yell or a scream. It didn't throw in there someone who tosses pans and throws things in the kitchen. But really, I thought kind of fun to read, not just what they're going to be doing, but also their perspective on the kind of chef that they want. And I would venture it'll probably be end up being a fairly young chef, although they're asking for experience in a lot of different areas. I think that's kind of been the type of person that Christopher and Isabel have hired for FLX Table and FLX Wienery. And Christopher's an executive chef as well as a master sommelier. So, and he's got great team of people already, so they can do a bunch of training. But it's going to be very interesting who he gets for this, and it may be people from around the United States, or maybe people from around the world that'll apply for this. As a sommelier, master sommelier, he has connections all around the world. So these posts, this happened to be on Instagram, are going to people all around the world, and can't wait to see who applies for this and who's hired. So these are projects in Corning on Market Street, and that is sort of the main street of shops and restaurants and things. And they're on a very prominent corner on Market Street with a kind of a little park and square across from them. And can't wait to see how they look on the inside. So again, if you want to look, you can follow him on Instagram, Sommelier Bates. You can look up and follow Quincy Exchange and FLX Provisions. Again, it's if the projects he's done so far are any indication, this is going to be really fascinating. I think Christopher and Isabel are one of the most interesting, one of the smartest teams in hospitality these days, and I really think, you know, business schools and the CIA are going to be teaching about what kind of the strategy and the business strategy and that Christopher and Isabel have adopted and the way they've rolled this out. So if you want an early experience of Christopher and Isabel's work, you just head over to FLX Wienery at Rock Brewing right here in downtown Rochester, and you'll get a sense for that. And that, I think, was a brilliant move. They partnered with Rock Brewing, which gives them access to brewing equipment because they do some of their own beer also, and he makes wine. But it also puts the FLX Wienery right across the street from the expanding Strong Museum of Play and a Hampton Inn that's going in. Dozens and dozens of brand new condos right there on Union Street. Opening as you did during a pandemic is anything but ideal, but in a way, maybe it's sort of a slow opening, and they can ramp up for what will probably get fairly crazy busy once this pandemic is over. So people to follow, and check out their restaurants. They're still doing their blind tasting boxes at FLX Provisions in Geneva. And this is, I think, one of the most innovative programs, marketing programs in wine that I've seen, I don't know, maybe ever. It's really a cool idea and well designed. Basically, they rebottle wines from around the world, and again, he's a master sommelier, so he's well connected and can put together some really fascinating wines. They repackage them into 6-ounce bottles, put a number on it, and then send out flights of these wines. You can get, I think, 6, you can get 12, you can get 24 in a box, and you can have the same numbered wines sent to other family members. So you want to do a virtual wine tasting for Thanksgiving, or you want to do, and you better get those in the mail soon. But at some point this holiday season with family and friends you can't get together with. If they're close enough, they can go pick it up in Geneva. But if they live in other states, they can ship to many states. I'm not sure how many, but many, many different states. And then you can have a virtual wine tasting blind where they have the same 6 wines or the same 12 wines that you're tasting. And then you look them up on his website, FLX Provisions has the list of these numbered wines, and you can read about them, see how close you came to guessing what they were, or read about them before you drink them, just to enjoy it. I think it's fun to guess, though. You can always have a little bit of it, try to guess, and then finish the rest of it while you're reading about it. Well, we didn't get very many right. In fact, I only got one out of, I don't know, maybe 12, or I guess we got a box of 24. So over the course, I gave a few away as gifts, but maybe, consumed 18 of them or so, and only got one right, which is terrible, given that I've been tasting wine for quite a few years and doing a radio show about wine. That is what a humbling experience tasting wine is. Just had a Pinot Noir from California, and this is a winery based down near Monterey, but they're using fruit from around California. So on the front it says like California vintage or something, and this was the and it tasted like a Syrah. Cherry, or a Shiraz from Australia. This was such a heavy Pinot Noir. I think it was like 14.4% alcohol. And in any kind of blind tasting, Pinot Noir would have been pretty much the last guess that I would have had for this wine. Never would have gotten Pinot Noir from how heavy, jammy, cherry, just crazy. So again, it's just humbling to try to taste these blind. And you might want to try something we did. A friend of mine works at Schubert's on Park Avenue, and usually when you go to a wine shop, you might ask for help, but you maybe just scan the shelves and find some wines to get. And this time figured, my friend works in the wine shop, we'll just have him pick 12 wines, put a case together for us, all different wines, all parts of the world, average, $15, $18 a bottle overall, but maybe some less, some more, just ballpark average. And we've had a couple of these wines already, and one of them was this Pinot Noir that was really a Shiraz. It's crazy. But we just had a South African Cabernet, and there's a Spanish Rioja waiting. Maybe one of the next ones will open. But so instead of always picking your own wine, maybe have someone put together kind of a mystery case for you, and a place like Schubert's, tiny place, but they have a lot of wines and a really good selection. And they can put this case together for you, and you can go and pick it up and be in there for all of a couple of minutes, rather than trying to pick out your own case of wine. And that way, you get their recommendations. I think it's a fun way to buy wine when perhaps you're used to just going out and picking out your own. And in my case, I'm so focused on local wines, New York State wines, that this was a way to broaden my horizons. So there's some French, there's a Tannat, I'm not sure where that's from. There's just a whole, it's a grape usually grown in Uruguay, but I think this wine is not from Uruguay. Anyway, 12 different wines, and we're going to have fun tasting the other ones, kind of exploring the world of wine, kind of guided by someone who works in the store. So, you know, pretty much every wine shop has knowledgeable staff. Some have some real super experts, and have them put together a case for you. They'll have fun doing it. I think they don't get asked to do this very often, so I think they'll have a lot of fun doing that. Also, I want to mention Camp Good Days and Special Times. They are having their auction right now. This is an online wine auction, and there are other items as well as wine. It's a fundraiser for the camp that brings kids with cancer at no charge to Keuka Lake and Branchport to spend a week in camp each summer. And they've done this for about 40 years. And this is their biggest fundraiser of the year. So in the past, you had to go to this dinner and auction and pay, it was like $200 to go in order to be able to bid on these cases of wine and specialty bottles, etc. And now with the pandemic, they're not going to do the dinner and all the bidding is online. So this is great for people who never went to the dinner, because now you can bid on this wine, and these are some wines that have been donated to Camp Good Days and Special Times, but most of these are wines that were in their competition. Several thousand wines were entered in this competition that was judged back in March, and they do the dinner auction in the fall. So again, it's only auction this year, but some are really, really neat combinations in these cases of wine that are going to go very inexpensively. The white wines generally go much less expensively than the red wines. Some of these are cases based on metals in the competition. Some are based on locations. There's an Eastern European case. There's a Czech Republic case. And those two are going to have some really good wines in them. And as I said yesterday on the food show, a lot of these are wines that you, maybe most of them, that you couldn't buy in the store, because they're wines from around the world, and some of these are not, they're not for export. They're only entered in the competition so that they can kind of benchmark their wines and maybe hope to be in. Export their wines in the future. Some of these are from, often from nearly all 50 states. So there are cases from 12 different states, 12 wines, 12 different states. There's some Canadian cases. Canadian wines don't get the respect they deserve. I think in general, here in the United States, I think far too many people don't realize the quality of the wine being made in Ontario and British Columbia. There's some incredible wines being made and some great bargains. So those Canadian cases will probably go for less than they should, which means some great bargains. There are sparkling cases, there are dessert wine cases, there are fruit wine cases. And the fruit wine and mead cases will go, probably in the range of $10 a bottle. So you can bid through November 19th. You can sign up, go to campgooddays.org. If you want to bid, you have to provide a credit card on their secure site. And then you have until 8 p.m. on November 19th to bid on these cases. Again, it's for a fabulous cause. You're going to have a lot of fun with these wines. And again, these are wines, there are some Finger Lakes cases here too. Those you could buy here in the Finger Lakes. But most of these wines are just, we're never going to see them in our wine shops. There's a case of Malbec. There's a case of port you can bid on. There's some cheese lovers cases. There's cider. There are a whole bunch of spirits cases that are available. And the spirits, generally not 12 bottles. Those are cases with 3 to 5 or 6 bottles. And quite a range of those because they've been increasing the number of spirits in this competition. So, again, lots of cool things to bid on to support Camp Good Days, and you'll have fun perusing them, really. I thought you can go to each entry, each case that's available for bid, and see which 12 wines are in it. And again, you probably will not have heard of most of these wines, but that is not an indication of their quality and the fun that you'll have tasting them. So go to campgooddays.org and bid and help to support the camp and have some fun with some wine. You can use that as a gift for the holiday season. You could probably bid on it and have them ship it to, if they can ship to whatever state it's in. And I imagine they'll have these cases available for pickup if you live in the area and have won a bid in their Mendon location. So that's where their offices are. Again, campgooddays.org. And it's exciting that this is available. The online auction is available to everyone now. Have some fun with it. Tell other people about it, too. We'll be back on Saturday with Gardening Restaurants, Discover the Finger Lakes. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's The Grapevine at SavorLife.com. Have a great day.